Good morning and welcome to Step Into the Light. We're your hosts. I'm Patty Sheen.
And I'm Jeanelle Fury. Thank you for listening.
Together, we will introduce you to people who have found their way out of the dark shadows of life and back to light.
And those who, through various ministries and creative endeavors, lead others on their journey from darkness to light.
Hi, everyone. We're glad to have you with us. Today's guest, Cody Neely, is a native of Houston, Texas, and a senior at Cypress Christian School. She received her local minister's license at age 16. Now, at age 18, she serves as president of Graced Ministry, a nonprofit organization she founded that uses mere pennies to benefit homeless people in the Houston area. Cody has authored a children's book titled Pennies from Heaven, the autobiographical story of how her ministry came into existence. In addition, Cody is actively involved in many aspects of school and community life. She has not let dyslexia define her or deter her from reaching her goals as she advocates for others with learning differences through the National Institute for Learning Development Program. Good morning, Cody. Welcome to Step Into the Light.
Hi, good morning. I'm so excited to be here.
Cody, we're very excited to have you with us.
Yes, we're delighted. So thank you very much for being available. I'd like to kick us off with a question. This book is your own true story, which is fantastic. Tell us a little about when and why you decided to turn it into a children's book.
Yes, so the idea began back in elementary school. I wanted other kids my age to know that they could make a difference. I remember that I sat down several times to write, and I would be overwhelmed with the ideas or where to start or how to compile so much into a space relatable to my age. And I went on a road trip this summer to visit colleges, and I just realized that I would be turning 18 soon, and I had not fulfilled that goal. And my mom encouraged me to keep it simple and to just tell my story. So that's kind of how it started, and I have heard her say to me almost as much as she said, I love you, it's all in God's timing, and that's where the pen, that's the paper, and Pennies from Heaven was brought to a storybook form.
That's wonderful. So the title is Pennies from Heaven, and it was published just last year, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was.
Very nice. I'm kind of curious about the details. How were you able to find the illustrator that you connected with?
Mm-hmm. So the illustrator I connected with, her name is Letty Franchio, and she's actually never illustrated a children's book before. So this is her first one, and she did a phenomenal job. She did all of the pictures, so it was amazing. And my middle school, I go to a small private school, and my middle school Bible teacher, his wife, was actually how I met her. So,
wow, that's awesome. I love the connections that God makes. You know, it's never where you expect it to be, and oh, now it's right next door. Here's this person right here. Yeah,
right.
The illustrations are absolutely lovely. Very well done.
Thank you.
Well, Cody, I need to tell you as well that I had received a copy of your book when we were going to do the show and we connected with your agent. And I sat here reading that book and here the tears started coming. I mean, it was just so beautifully done. It was like, oh my goodness, this story is just so sweet and so special.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank
really
you.
I enjoyed it. I thought, oh man, I don't have any young people that are that age that would, you know, that I could get it for, but I do have a brand new grandnephew, so. Cody, would you tell us about, you know, homelessness has become such a problem all over the nation. I mean, even in our small town, we actually have a homeless coalition outside of our community that used to be our VA hospital, and then it became a Department of Corrections, and then they left, and it's now a homeless coalition. So we have a fair amount of homeless people, even in our small community. And yet, there are so many other ministries that can draw our attention. why do you think you felt compelled? Tell us the story of why you felt compelled to become involved in doing something about homelessness itself.
Mm-hmm. So I relate it all back to a penny. I'm so grateful to God that He allowed me to make the connection of 1 cent to a person, to people. I think people, not just homeless people, are often like a penny. We are all oftentimes, we all feel overlooked or undervalued, or that you're not good enough, like we can't make a difference. And I have had family at home and at my Christian school that encouraged me in collecting pennies and making the packs of essentials that we do for my friends on the streets. And eventually each step and each penny led to where I am today.
Wow.
That's lovely. Yeah.
Yes, it is. And I mean, how many kids today even bother to, well, not even kids, adults as well, bother to even look at a penny or take the time that it takes to pick it up off of the ground. So for you to take something like this that is of apparently seems to be of such little value and turn it into something that literally changes the lives of these people is phenomenal.
Absolutely. So tell us a little, Cody, about what has been the journey for Pennies from Heaven so far. Where have you seen it? Who have you seen it reach, and what is it, what impact has it had?
Mm-hmm. Well, honestly, I wish I knew all of it. So contact me at Cody Neely or the official Penny Girl and let me know. But
beautiful.
I can tell you of a couple times. Actually, just recently, there was a little girl around the age of 8 that I met at a book signing. And a few days later, they were having a dress-up day at school, and she asked her mom if she could dress up like Gracie from the children's book. And I heard from her mom that she just loved the book, and she dressed up like her, and she took the book and a bag of pennies to her public school on dress-up day to tell her classmates about Jesus. And honestly, that story just kind of made every obstacle that I've had to overcome worth it. Just the fact that you know, I
fantastic.
Touched that one little girl's life.
Absolutely. Wow. Talk about celebrity status. That's pretty sweet.
Yes. Definitely. Oh, my heart is just so happy.
And I think that's true, and Jean and I have talked this over, that's true, and no matter what ministry you're in, what aspect of ministry you're in, it's just a blessing to be able to be involved in something like that. And you just, I think, blow both of us away with your motivation and your perseverance at such a young age, Cody. It's just absolutely amazing.
Yeah. And your accomplishment at such a young age. And I agree, Patty, when we have talked about it, we talk about, you know, what a blessing it is when you get a glimpse of how it touches people, because it's true, you really don't know. And yet, when you get that little girl who wants to dress up like you, or, you know, you get that child whose eyes just light up and the smile comes and the giggle comes, and you know that they're enjoying it and they're gaining from it and it's valuable, it's just priceless.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
So one of your great accomplishments for being once again so young, Cody, is that you have actually established your own nonprofit. And from the little bit of involvement that I've had with a couple of nonprofits that were started here in town, that is no easy task. I mean, that takes a lot of work, a lot of paperwork, a lot of planning. So tell us about Grace Ministries, and when did it start, and what is your intention for it?
So it started in my heart at the age of 7. I remember seeing pennies on the ground and people stepping over them. And I remember driving in my car with my mom and looking out the window and seeing, you know, families under the bridge. And I didn't understand why that little boy didn't have a home and didn't have a bed. But I went home every night and slept in a warm bed. And my heart just kind of broke for them. And I really felt God calling me to start a ministry with these pennies and to help these people. But I really didn't know what the word ministry meant or what that looked like. But I just remember, you know, having that childlike faith and having so, like, I just wanted to say yes. I was so in it. It legally began about 5 years ago when I was 13. And my goal ultimately is to, you know, have it known worldwide and for it to be a successful nonprofit as we, you know, continue to touch lives and change lives.
That's beautiful.
Wow.
And as you're graduating high school this year, Cody, what are your plans for the next few years? Have you thought about how it will be run or how it will be managed or how it will grow during that time?
I have thought so much about it. And honestly, we aren't 100% sure yet. Honestly, it's been kind of a blessing throughout all of this online things that we know how to really operate. And I'm not as fearful anymore when it comes to going off to college and still being connected with Graced because we've had to go through, you know, a whole year of being online. So
sure.
now that we know how to operate online, it just honestly will make things so much easier.
That's a great point. I hadn't considered that. And just a couple weeks ago, Patty and I were talking about what hidden blessings came out of 2020. I mean, we are fully aware of the hardships that people suffered, and yet there were so many wonderful things woven throughout that year. And this seems to be one that surfaced for you that now, you know, there's a renewed confidence or at least an understanding of how things can be, even if you can't physically be somewhere to touch it.
For sure. I completely agree.
How neat.
I'd like to backtrack a little bit and ask you, for those who aren't familiar with Graced Ministry, what exactly do you do? Like, do you have a building that homeless people can come to, or do you go to them out on the street? What is your exact way of helping homeless people, I guess, is my question for our listeners.
So right now I have an ambassador program that partners with Graced Ministry, and it's, you know, ages 7 through 27 through college of kids like me and who just really have a heart to help but don't know how. And they come together and we have an ambassador events, and they create these Graced packs with essentials in them, with peanut butter crackers and water bottles and just things like that, that we go out and hand to the homeless people. And once a month we go out on outreach days. And we hit the same 6 homeless camps across Houston, and we go and we feed them a hot meal, and we just go and talk to them and give them a Graced pack, really just as a conversation starter. And we've really learned, we know these people, you know, we know their names, they know us, they know we're coming at the day and the time that we say we're going to be there. They've just really grown to honestly become my friend. And, you know, that's kind of our ultimate goal, is just to give them someone to talk to and someone that they can trust, to where when they're ready to make that life change and to get off the street, we can get them that help, that we can send them to Hope Haven, another nonprofit that we're partnered with, and get them, you know, an apartment and housing. And really, we're just kind of the first step of many to a changed lifestyle.
Wow. And see, to me, that is even more amazing, in that instead of saying, oh yeah, these people come into our church, into this nice warm building or whatever, you actually take that effort to physically go out and reach out to them where they're at. And I'm sure for these people, Cody, that is absolutely huge, because so many people are going to go out of their way to avoid these camps and people sleeping on the street. They are going to do everything they can to kind of pretend that these people don't exist in their world. And for you at your young age to take that initiative, to me, is, oh my goodness, I think I used the word before, it's just absolutely phenomenal that you would have this placed on your heart and that you would follow through with it. I mean, I've heard of young people in my community that, oh, let's have a lemonade stand, you know, and donate money to our Helping Hands or something, which is great too, but
for sure.
To do something that is that magnificent, I guess magnificent and involved and takes a lot of planning, to me is, oh my goodness, I just want to applaud you for this effort. It's absolutely wonderful.
Oh, well, thank you.
Cody, what would you say is one thing along this journey that you've learned that you would never have expected?
Honestly, I have learned a lot, and I think the biggest thing I've learned is God's timing, that God has perfect timing. I know you hear that a lot, and, you know, my mom's told me that since I was seven. God's timing, God has timing, you know. But it honestly is so true. And had I not, you know, gone through everything I've been through, I wouldn't have really realized that and understood it in the way I do now. You know, God just placed everything perfectly. Like, I can't even explain it, honestly, when everything just fell into place. And I would get frustrated at times, and I'd just say, like, God's calling me to do this, but no one's helping. Like, I don't know what to do next. But, you know, I just had to be patient and wait and rest in God's peace. And I just, once he sent people, he sent people, and it just took off.
Sure. That's wonderful. And when you talk about knowing these people because you visit them and you've, you know, spent time, I've had the opportunity to be able to take some homeless people to lunch on occasion, and mm-hmm. it's always moved me to hear their story. And mm-hmm. and more than that, for them to be so thankful and generous with their prayers, because they always say they'll pray for me, and I look at them and say, mm-hmm. But I, you know, I look at them and think, but you need the prayers, right? And it's just so reciprocal, because I do need prayers, but it isn't from whom I'd expect someone to offer me a prayer, because I just want to offer them some food. Have you seen any, and I guess I'll offer what has always impacted me is people who are truly down on their luck, who are simply unfortunate in a poor financial situation versus mental illness, and people who simply are not able to function to get themselves a job or to provide for themselves. Has any of that been a surprise to you, what you've seen and what you've learned from these people that you're serving?
So there is a man who was on one of our stops, and he had been on the streets for 40 years. And every single time we would go and visit him, and he wanted help, he wanted change, but he had an alcohol problem, and he mm-hmm. wasn't ready to give that up.
Yeah.
That's what we often find a lot of times, but his love for Jesus just made I just couldn't wait to see him on the weekends. We would go, and he wouldn't want food, he wouldn't want anything, but he'd want to pray with us. And so, you know, we'd hold hands, and my group would get in a circle, and we'd listen to him pray, and he'd make us hold up our right hand. And every single time he'd say, God, we're reaching up to our right hand with our right hand, so you can pull us up with your left hand, pick us up off the street, pick us up from, you know, our low place that we're at right now. And his prayer was just so, like, just authentic and real. And he'd talk to Jesus like he's talking, like we're talking right now. And, you know, we'd be crying, I'd be crying, he'd be crying, we'd all cry. And that's what I think of when you were asking me this question. So.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. It truly is all walks of life that are impacted.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's so, you know, unfortunate about it. But no, thank you for offering that.
Sounds like very emotional, some very emotional experiences that you have had out there, Cody. Ladies, we're going to take a short break. I'd just like to remind listeners that you are listening to Step Into the Light with your hosts, Patty Sheen and Jean Alfieri. Our guest today is an extraordinary young lady, Cody Neely. Cody lives in Houston, Texas, and she has felt God laid upon her heart to help homeless people in her area. She has started a nonprofit known as Graced Ministry, and she has been talking to us about what they do. And she's, boy, talk about an inspiration from a young person. Oh my goodness, she's just amazing. So if you would like to listen to this podcast again, or hopefully refer it to friends and family, we always like to have our podcast referred to other folks, go to my website, which is pattysheen.com. That is spelled PATTISHENE. There you will find a link to this podcast today with Cody and all of the podcasts that we have aired to date. Also, under each podcast is, first of all, at the top of the page is the Blog Talk Radio. That kind of goes without saying. There's a Blog Talk Radio tab there that lists all the shows. And below each show is a More Information tab. You click that, and it will give you information as to how to learn more about Cody. She has a website, gracedministry.org. I'll have that link up there, as well as links to her social media outlets. So we would encourage you to go check that out. Cody, as you may know, you probably do know, the purpose of this show is for people to share either ways that they have brought others out of darkness and into light, and you obviously do that with your ministry. There's absolutely no doubt about that. But a lot of times our guests also share a time when they were in perhaps a dark place and how they found their way back to light. So considering this undertaking that you have taken on at such a young age, was there a time when you just felt kind of, and you touched on it a little bit, but you felt kind of like you had a certain challenge that you had to overcome to get this off the ground, or things were looking pretty dull for you and pretty dark, and you just kind of were looking for the light at the end of the tunnel? Could you share with us if there's been a time for you like that?
Yes, of course. Honestly, I remember when I was little and I was 7, and I went up to my parents and I said, you know, I want to start a nonprofit. I want to start a ministry. I don't know what that means, but I want to. They looked at me and they said, okay, you're so sweet. Like, keep going, like, go play, you know, like they said, like, you're a cute little girl who wants to change the world. Like, that's so sweet. And that was about it. You know, they kind of brushed it off and they were like, it's just a phase, you know? And why would, like, I don't blame them. I mean, I was 7, but it's a little crazy, but probably was definitely, one of those moments for me. I didn't really think my family was helping me get started or official really fast enough. And since then I've at times, you know, doubted myself or been let down by others, but no, I've never thought Graced wouldn't be successful. I've already mentioned, you know, how sometimes I worry as I'm trying to prepare for college and in the fall, but, you know, God showed me that he's prepared for this long ago, you know, with the support system I have now, with my board of directors, with my family, you know, my mom and dad, I don't give them enough credit. And, you know, he opened so much doors at the potential universities that I'm going to for me to bring my ministry to campus. So I'm definitely, once was my biggest fear, you know, I'm not worried about it anymore at all.
Oh, that's wonderful. My niece happens to work for an organization called International Scholarship and Tuition Services. And she has shared that student who has a grounding in community service type work is going to be more likely to receive a scholarship sometimes than a student with the really high grades. They look at that very seriously, community involvement and how much you are willing to give of yourself. So, That's something to definitely be considered. I did mention at the beginning of the show, Cody, and this is in your information you gave us, that you have an issue with dyslexia. Would you share with us a little bit about whether that has kind of caused you some problems? Because I had a neighbor that was dyslexic, and she had a really tough time going through high school and college.
We found out I was dyslexic when I was – we really knew when I was about – in second grade, but there's not really a lot you can do then. I remember it caused a lot more than just reading troubles for me. You know, I had really bad anxiety, and I had where, like, I wouldn't want to go to school, and I would, you know, get physically sick at the thought of talking in front of the class or reading a story in front of the class. And, you know, we have speech meet and spelling bee, and I couldn't do it. You know, I'd go home throwing up, and it just would be a disaster. But I started, my parents enrolled me into a program called the Huff Learning Center through NILD that you mentioned earlier. And I had therapy from third grade through seventh grade and worked with a therapist named Dana, and she completely changed everything. You know, she taught me strategies on how I learn and taught me ways to rethink and to relearn things. And she taught me that, you know, even though I learn differently, I am intelligent, and what many call a learning disability, you know, is really a gift because I just get to look at things in a different way. Honestly, it just blessed me with a newfound confidence that I never even thought I could have.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yep. Yeah, you know, I didn't know, to be honest, what NILD was. So I looked it up online so that I could spell it out for folks, because I figured if I don't know what it means, a lot of our listeners may not either. So I mentioned, you know, National Institute for Learning Development, which of course makes perfect sense. But
yeah, I looked it up as well because I was curious what they do. But it sounds like a fabulous organization. Mm-hmm. It's interesting, Cody, and I'd like your take on this, because when I was in college, I was partnered with a fellow student because he was struggling to learn Spanish. And he didn't tell me until we were like three meetings in, and I was starting to become frustrated because I didn't know how to help him.
Right.
You know, what had worked for me wasn't working for him, and I just didn't understand why. And he said he was dyslexic. And I'm like, did you not think that maybe you want to mention this to me
right.
a little earlier on? But how now? I would expect there are different strategies now for dealing with that. Have you considered learning a different language? And if so, what have you learned as far as how to approach that?
Mm-hmm. So I actually didn't take a second language. Well, I learned sign language. I didn't do Spanish or, you know, French or anything. I did sign language because I just thought, I don't know, I just wanted to
That's what resonated with you.
So, right.
Yeah. Very nice. And that didn't have any impact at all. The sign language was a natural for you. It was
right.
I won't say easy, but it was doable.
Right. Yes, it was very doable.
Very good. That's very interesting.
Now my granddaughter's doing sign language as one of her college classes right now, and she's really enjoying it. Every once in a while she'll send me a video and she's signing, and then she'll tell me what she said.
Yeah.
It's fun to watch. It's pretty to watch. My sister wants to learn it so that she can sign the hymns at church, even though they don't have any hearing impaired people. She just thinks it looks so it looks very pretty. It really does, you know. It's like a way of expressing your worship for God, I guess, to a point. So yeah.
So Cody, are there any more books on the horizon? What are you going to do next?
Yes. So there have been, I do have lots of ideas. Gracie has many adventures that she wants to share. And I do want to write more children's books and eventually young adult books. And so I'm very excited about that. But, you know, I'm just waiting on God's timing. And right now I haven't started anything else, but there are definitely thoughts and being put into place.
Ever considered writing books for adults yet, Cody, or are you more of a children's book line? Because, boy, you could make some wonderful, what you've been doing.
Mm.
You know, you could come up with some fantastic characters.
Mm-hmm. I have thought about it for sure. And, you know, I'm open to anything, but, you know, just not right this second.
Sure.
But yes,
well,
for sure.
It's like you have a few years ahead of you yet.
Yeah, just a few. We're good.
Right.
Cody, you kind of have touched on this a little bit throughout our interview as to what you have learned about God during the journey. You definitely have learned that there is such a thing as God's timing. Is there anything else that you feel like you have learned as far as your relationship with Him? Have you drawn closer to Him? Have you felt a deeper spiritual connection through all of this?
Mm-hmm. I have definitely, for sure. You know, I've, like I said, I have learned about, you know, God's timing. And I also learned that He's not going to put a desire or a want in your heart that He won't see through. You know, like if you have a desire to, you know, help so-and-so, then, you know, He's going to send you the tools to do it. I also learned that if you pray and stay in contact with him and be still and quiet enough, that he will communicate with you, you know, but you can't just, you can't expect him to just, you know, you have to be still long enough for him to,
definitely,
you know,
have
talk
to listen
to
that small voice.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Yeah.
I would like to ask you too, Cody, I realize you attend a Christian school, and many of your mm-hmm. peers are probably committed Christians. However, in this day and age with young people, there's a lot of them that are not.
Mm-hmm. And
know,
old
they,
people.
Right.
It's true of old people,
and
too.
Old people, yes. I mean, everything is leaning now toward, you know, science and kind of sad from strong faith. And I wonder, have you encountered people that have kind of looked at you like kind of weird and said, why are you spending your young life doing this? Have you had any issues with that at all?
I haven't had many. Oh, okay. I have had people, you know, question me and look at me like I'm strange and crazy. But honestly, that was even from my Christian friends, you know, just kind of, they didn't understand. They didn't have a love and a desire to really help the homeless. They just were confused. They were like, well, they did something to put them there, and they asked for it when they did so-and-so. And honestly, that is just not the case. And so many stories that I've heard, and yeah, I wouldn't change it for anything.
It's wonderful that you're in a position to be able to educate people on that too.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Yeah.
Yes, and that's kind of what I wondered, if there are people out there that are just kind of like, what is wrong with this young kid? You know, she could be doing this, and this, and here she's doing this instead, you know. I mean, it's sad that people have that attitude, but you're absolutely right. Look at homeless people or addicted people or whatever, and they just don't get it. They there may have been circumstances that they couldn't even imagine that these people have been through to have put them in the place that they're at right now. And it doesn't mean that because a person is sleeping on the street that they want to be doing that either.
Right.
So yeah,
a lot of people ask me, you know, why don't people ask me why they don't go out and just get a job? And I'm like, well, you know, a lot of these people don't have driver's license and they can't get to a job. And do you know what you need for a driver's license? You need an address. And, you know, they obviously don't have an address. And, you know, these homeless camps don't have mailboxes to, you know, receive a check or, you know, it's just they're stuck in this like loophole of what do? I can't get a job because I don't have a driver's license, and I can't get a driver's license without an address, and I can't have an address without a house, and I can't afford a house because I don't have a job to pay for it. So that's kind of what we find most of the time with these people, that happens with these people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
the vicious cycle. Mm-hmm, exactly.
So, Cody, what advice would you offer to others of any age who are considering a calling of compassion?
Mm-hmm. I would encourage them to not look at the end goal at the beginning. I would encourage them to say yes to the calling that they have, and to take one step at a time, to just focus on the next right thing. I think to think of it as one penny at a time. You can think of it, you know, as taking that first step and picking up the penny, and then, you know, doing 1 cent can't really make much of a difference, but it soon adds up, and God will bring you the resources to help the people with your mission. So just take it one step at a time and do the next right thing.
That's wonderful. I love that. So don't become overwhelmed by a bigger picture than you need to see immediately.
Right. Because I feel like a lot of things, you know, they have this calling and they want to help, but, you know, they say, oh, like, it's too much to start a business. Like, I can't do that. Well, you don't have to, you know, just pick up the penny, you know, just send that text to someone, give someone a hug, you know,
right.
It can be super simple thing. But you just have to say yes and do it.
Right.
Yes. And how many organizations have we heard of that started like in someone's home? You know, I think I'm not sure, but I think the donating hair for cancer patients thing you know, started out with just a couple of people. Oh, this might be a good idea. And now, if I'm understanding
right.
correctly, that's an international, you know, very internationally known. So, yeah.
Activity.
You just,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Just never know where the core idea can just grow and grow and grow. And you certainly have done just wonderful things with your initial, why does somebody not want to pick up that penny, you know? This is amazing, Cody. Is there a place to donate on the website?
Yes, there is, at graceministry.org.
Wonderful. Okay. And like I told listeners, I will put that on my website, so we'll be sure that word gets out. Ladies, we're approaching the end of our time here. Cody, is there anything else you would like to share with us that you maybe wish we had asked you, or something that we said kind of triggered a thought and you're like, oh, I'd really like to expand on that?
I think just, you know, I mean, if I have to give any more advice, it would just be to, you know, remember that being a Christian isn't always easy, and saying yes isn't always easy, but, you know, God doesn't call the equipped, he equips the called. And
yes.
I think that's
yes.
just so important to remember. And so if I have to leave you with anything, it would be that.
That's absolutely
Thank
the
you.
Truth too. Yeah, that's very wonderful words of wisdom there, Cody.
Mm.
Well, thank you so much for spending time with us today. You are just a delight. As soon as I learned about you and I read that book, I said, oh, my goodness, Cody is a young lady that we definitely need to talk to, because you just offer so much inspiration and you're just you're a ball of fire there, girl. You're going to do great things.
Well, thank y'all so much.
Sure.
Thank y'all so much for having me. It's been so fun.
Good. And thank you for your time. It was lovely.
Yes, of course.
All right, Cody. Well, again, thank you so very much. And I hope that things warm up for you down there in Texas. I know it's
yes.
pretty much of a hardship for you guys. So God bless you, and God bless you in your ministry.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Listeners, in closing, when you look back on the dark periods in your life, you may find they were not quite as dark as they seemed at the time. And when the light does shine again, it is so much brighter than you remembered. We hope that you will go to pattysheen.com. That's, again, pattishene.com. Refer Cody's show to her interview to other folks, and check out all the other interviews that we have on the website, and go to Cody's website and learn a little bit more about her amazing ministry. God bless you.
There is a candle in every soul, some brightly burning, some dark and cold. There is a spirit who brings a fire, ignites a glare.